Fly 985-223-8807, Highway 311 in Houma.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
A heart inside a crescent moon?
Yes, and I Love You to the Moon and Back is engraved inside.
The moon and back pendant is just $99 and it sparkles with a diamond.
$199 with a gold heart and a diamond.
And just $499 with a rose gold heart covered in diamonds.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana on Veterans between Bonneville and West End.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Hour number three of the Sports Hangover underway, Jordan Kleber. You've had now 2 hours to give me some sort of remotely decent analysis on the Bucks, on the Chiefs, other than you just think Mahomes is going to choke. I mean, more than that. Can you give me something more than that?
I told you.
You still haven't given me a score. Who
you picking? Told you he's throwing three interceptions.
Okay.
It's Friday.
We still need a grade for you, don't we? Huh?
I basically
Entire week?
I bombed today, so I mean, it doesn't even matter.
What?
I know you're going to give me a poor score for today.
Well, you got it. Well, it was C last week or D? What did I give you last week?
I think you forgot to give me one, Teach.
No, I gave you a grade. I don't know if I said it on the air.
I feel like you're the type of teacher that doesn't...
Mr. Kattengill, remember.
I feel like you're the type of teacher that doesn't account for what his students have done. Earlier in the week, or student has it's, done earlier yeah,
well,
in the week.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's what have you done on the show?
And you're just going to grade me on today's show, which I don't think I did horrible, but you know.
The fact that you don't feel confident about it already.
Teach. Can you speak?
Wow. Daniel Salerson knows all about having to deal with, how do we say, Daniel? You know, it's okay work. You know, C work, average level work, right? I mean,
I'm rebelling.
You grade hard, don't you, when you have interns, Daniel? You grade hard?
Yeah, I have, but also at the same time, C's get degrees, Gus. And so how do you think I made my way through college? You know,
I agree, but something tells me knowing you actually tried. You're good. You don't talk back. You show up. You know, you do all these. I mean, you actually do stuff, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I would say that. But Jordan, all you have to do really is just give Gus like a gift, like an apple a day, you know, things like that. You know, if you become a little bit of a teacher's pet, you might earn a better grade. Or actually,
I like where Daniel's going with this.
Either way, you have two options: either suck up to the teacher or put in the work. So.
That's true.
I feel like I've sucked up to him already, though.
Salerson,
a lot of gifts
is the way to follow. Daniel over on Twitter, part of the Pelicans Radio Network. 5:30 pregame, sir. 6 o'clock tip time. We spoke with David Wesley earlier, and I like this insight. I asked him about obviously David West and growth and patience and time and things of that nature. And I'm going to summarize and paraphrase as quickly as we can our conversation, because the reason I had him on, Daniel, I've talked a lot this week. I don't know if you've heard the show, but I talked a lot this week about what is a realistic timetable of patience and growth and allowance of development, player, team, coach, organization. Because, I mean, this morning the Graf sent it to me. Should we trade Luka Doncic over and down? I'm like, breathe. I mean, like, you know, people ready to move on from Zion and stuff this week and stuff. I'm like, you got to give people time to get better and to grow. I mean, Jordan came out. It was come fly with me. And I know he had that great performance with the Celtics and all that, but he didn't become the all-NBA defender and the leader and all that other stuff until he took some lumps and then grew and realized he had to do this to beat the Pistons. You have to do this to be a champion. I mean, there, you don't do that in 20 games. That's how many games the Pels have played.
No, and you can even go back to Anthony Davis with the Pelicans, the number one overall pick. And, you know, he averaged, what, maybe 10 to 12 points? In his rookie year, he had to deal with some injuries, but at the same time, no one was like, oh, my God, Anthony Davis is a bust. You know, we got to trade him after 1 year. No, you give him time to develop, and as he got to year two and year three, you know, year three, he was able to get the Pelicans to the playoffs and get that eighth seed. And so when you talk about guys like Zion Williamson, who's playing in, I think, game number 43 tonight, he hasn't even played a technical full NBA season, and everyone wants to put a ceiling on him. Everyone wants to figure out what kind of player he's going to be or what he needs to do. Give the man time to play. He is learning. He's not even 21 years old. He can't even have a beer legally right now. And yet alone, you want to start figuring out what he needs to do for the rest of his career, or whether he's a Hall of Famer or not. It's crazy. And I agree with you, Gus. I mean, I think it's, you know, the whole saying the grass is greener on the other side. I don't think that's the way you should look at it when it's looking at a guy like Luka Doncic or Zion, if you're talking about, you know, what, you know, how long they should give them. But even as an organizational standpoint, you know, obviously this is year two of David Griffin. And I know David, and I don't think he promised, like, a championship after 1 year or 2 years. He doesn't even like using that word right now, as he's just trying to develop this team. So as much as people are wanting results, they want to find the balance that they want to win, but they also want to see the young guys. Well, sometimes you can't have it both ways, because some of those playing the young guys might result in maybe some losses early on. But if you want to win now, then you're playing the guys that you normally would see, like Eric Bledsoe and Lonzo Ball. So you have to find that balance. You also have to set yourself with some realistic expectations with this team.
And Daniel, one of the reasons I brought it up as well with David, and it's why I brought up AD's development on how he, quote-unquote, went to the lab every offseason. You saw him develop this, add that to the game, then the three-point shot, the baseline jumper, things like that. It's because it does take time, but also when you bring in a new coach, new system, you kind of have to learn to work together and then get that unit to go. Bledsoe and Adams are new to the starting five. Then you add how the bench sort of goes, and then look, you have either slow starts or whatever the reason. It takes a little time. Now, there's certain things that don't take time. Effort, understanding things, listening, learning from mistakes that are apparent to everyone. Like, hey, you're up something by double digits. You've had a couple of games that you've not closed out. You might want to be a little more careful with these possessions. Those are things I get, and I think that's more than anything, Daniel, where maybe fans and media members get at it. Does that make sense? I think that's where their placement of, oh, you got to do this, you got to blow this up or trade this and all that, I think that's where it's coming from, is they see that. But I'm just saying, step back a sec and understand, you got to let them learn first. If they don't learn for a while, then yeah.
Right. It's kind of like any job where you throw someone in the fire, and yeah, you probably know that they're going to make some mistakes at the beginning of their job, but you realize that in the long term, this is huge for them and their growth. So you kind of have to be patient with them and the expectations you put on them. And look, these guys are, you know, maturing on the fly. You know, you see Sam and Gunny point out Zion Williamson's defense last game and his best defensive ever by far. Well, ever since they got home, him and B.I. and Stan have been watching film. So they've been putting in the work. Zion's been putting in the work, watching film. And look, he's already starting to see some of those things that Stan has probably been pointing out to him on the film. Like, hey, if you do this, you know, defensively, you make a huge impact. So it's called learning. I mean, everyone has to do it throughout their lives. And the fact that people are so impatient with that, it's just crazy to me. Guys like Nikhil Alexander-Walker, who's struggling from the field shooting, but he's making an impact other places. High career high with three steals. He had five assists the other night. You saw Kyra Lewis the other night shoot 1 for 5 from the field, but he got to the rim 5 times and took 5 shots inside the paint, which was encouraging to see. So, yeah, it's learning as you go. And I think for a young team like the Pelicans, I'm excited to see this team learn, because that means the results are going to be even greater come, you know, down the line this season. And you're 8-12. I mean, last year, again, we go back to the 6-22. You're doing this all. You're only four games under 500 with these circumstances with a fairly young team, the fifth youngest team in the NBA. So I think it's only going to get better. So I'm excited about these next couple of weeks.
Speak with Daniel Salison, Pelicans Radio Network. We've heard Stan Van Gundy mention that he started, I want to say this week, Daniel, at least he mentioned it this week, that he's taking Zion and B.I. either after the game or after games and going over film with them specifically for a number of reasons. Can you tell us about that? Why and when did that start and what is he hoping to accomplish with that?
He started them when the Pelicans got back home from that long road trip. So Wednesday, the 27th against Washington, and he really just, you know, he sees Zion and Brandon as the leaders of the team. They're the cornerstone of this franchise. So for them, I think Stan just wants to sit them down after every game. And Brandon's the guy that's always been watching film, visualizing the game. That's a lot of what he's been doing this year because he can't go to, when he lands in away cities, he used to go right to basketball courts or arenas or gyms and shoot. He can't do that. So he's been learning how to visualize the game. But watching film has been a big part of that. And I think Stan has done a great job of pointing things out on both ends. So I think what they're doing is just breaking down things of like, hey, you guys are the leaders of the team. Here's what you all are doing, good and bad. I think he's showing him positive tape and also some things they can do better and letting them, you know, learn from themselves and figure it out during basketball games. So they both said it's been extremely helpful. And you, again, you saw their most complete game of the season against the Phoenix Suns. And again, hopefully that continues. But you love to see your 20-year-old phenom and your 22-year-old Brandon Ingram coming up at All-Star sitting back after games and watching film. I mean, as a fan of this team, you certainly want to hear that your two best players are doing that.
Daniel, five games in 7 days here, sir, in this next stretch. In this last stretch of a week's time in 7 days, we had four games. I like the bookends. You just mentioned what the team thought was their best performance. And that game against Milwaukee, man, I mean, you were like 29, so you played well. The middle, all right. Now, you have five games now in 7 days. I'm not making this simple, but I think it's important. I want consistency. Consistency for, say, Zion on the defensive end, where Coach just said he's been the best. Okay, maybe three of those five. He has really good defensive games. Lonzo, let's not be roller coaster. Instead of one game good, one game bad, I'll take, hey, three average games out of the five or something. I want consistency from this team in this stretch. What do you want to see?
That's the name of the game, Gus, and you're absolutely right. And you look at the backcourt of Bledsoe and Ball, and it seems like there's a trend where if they're efficient together on
it's a win.
You saw it the other night, Bledsoe 3 of 6 from the field, from 3, 4 of 7 from the field, Lonzo 7 of 13, 4 of 7. Again, you don't need 25, you don't need 7+3 from them like they put up against Milwaukee. You just need them to be efficient. And consistency is the name of the game, and I feel like they're starting to learn that a little bit. Even in the loss of Sacramento, Stan was really proud of the defensive effort. So you've really had two straight games of pretty solid defense besides that fourth quarter against De'Aaron Fox where it was pretty hard to stop him no matter what. So, yeah, these 5 games in 7 days are extremely important. And also in those 5 games, you're facing Memphis twice, you're facing Houston once, and you're facing Dallas. That's 4 divisional opponents basically out of those. Or Memphis is twice, that's a 7th, 8th game or a 6th game or whatever. But either way, you're coming up on some teams that, you know, even though it's early on, you might be battling with these teams for a 10th spot, a 9th seed, an 8th seed, whatever. And these are really important to come by early on in the season. So, yeah, if you can get some consistency starting with tonight in Indiana, especially you also lead the league in most back-to-backs left in this first half of the season, it's going to be dicey. So, yeah, if you can just put together a string of wins, I want to see a 2-3-game winning streak that this team can prove, you know, they can do this on a night-in and night-out basis. We've seen them do it in spurts, as you mentioned, Milwaukee and against Phoenix, two really good teams in both conferences, that if you can play like that consistently or at least, you know, most of the time, then you're going to see a change in the trajectory of where this Pelicans team is going.
You brought that up. I was going to ask you something else, but is two the biggest win streak they've had this season? 2 games, right?
Yeah, it's only been 2 games. You know, they start off 4-2, and they haven't put together 2 straight wins following that. And so that, you know, I think the 2-game winning streak was Oklahoma City and Toronto on New Year's Eve. That's the last road win for the Pelicans. Actually, the last road win was the 17th, but against Sacramento. But it's still been a long time since you played a road game, and it's the last time you've won a road game. So You have one tonight against Indiana. But, yeah, stringing together a three-game winning streak, something like that, getting yourself back in the standings, you're only two games out of 10th through 20 games. So it's not like the season is over by any stretch of the imagination. Everyone's clumped in together. You string some wins together, you can jump up the standings fairly easy.
Daniel, I was going to ask you about the first game, and I will in the second. One other thing, I guess we don't have too much time to get into. I got to get into a break here in a minute. But fourth quarter BI, I like to see that in the month of February, much less this road game. A lot has been made of the numbers in the fourth and maybe just stepping it up from that point. That goes to that consistency too, though, right? Be able to have a closer or two and develop that for the next couple of weeks. But you go back to that first game, 118-116. In overtime, can you take anything from that game into this one, the way both of those teams are playing since then? It's almost kind of, they've almost been the same here, trying to find some consistency.
Yeah, you can take maybe a little bit. Of course, everyone doesn't forget how the game ended with, you know, the 6 points in a matter of seconds to force overtime as Oladipo, Miles Turner hit back-to-back threes and then the Pelicans lose in overtime. But you don't have Victor Oladipo anymore as he's been traded to Houston. So their team looks a little bit different compared to what they had before, and they've been a little inconsistent. But going back to B.I. real quick, I think he just tries to do too much by himself in the fourth. I think he has to rely on his teammates to open things up a little bit. He'll be able to get his, you know, during the fourth quarter, but I think he presses it a little too much, trying to be that closer. Everyone knows he can be. I think he just has to relax and let his teammates help him out.
A lot more on this and much more, of course, on the broadcast tonight. Daniel, JD, the Graf, coming up 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip time. Pels at the Pacers. Thank you, sir. Enjoy the call.
You too. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Yep. We'll come back with Marlon Favorite on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
A heart inside a crescent moon?
Yes, and I love you to the moon and back is engraved inside.
The moon and back pendant is just $99 and it sparkles with a diamond.
$199 with a gold heart and a diamond.
And just $499 with a rose gold heart covered in diamonds.
The largest diamond store in Louisiana on Veterans between Bonneville and West End.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belt sand related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But E-Tail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing E-Tail Business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. E-Tail is on for business.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
They say that once you give him control, he'll own your brain forever. Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Going to follow him on Twitter. Inside the Trenches, the podcast. Marlon, Super Bowl's upon us. Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
Well, good afternoon, Goose, baby. Everything is well. How could it not be all good, brother? It's Super Bowl weekend. Hello, somebody.
Oh, I thought for a second before you said Super Bowl, I thought you meant maybe the Cowboys traded for Deshaun Watson or something like that.
Hey, the Cowboys are a blockbuster team. It's the number one logo in sports. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they just make more money than all the rest of the teams. They're the Cowboys, baby.
Look, I'm having fun with you, but I bring it up because of this, because it does sort of seem like, and look, and I get it, Deshaun Watson's good, but doesn't it really seem, at least by the way, like the media's presented it and looked at it too, is he will single-handedly turn your franchise around. Everything's going to be good. I mean, look, he can be, right? I mean, I saw one of the numbers or one of the things we played from Mike Greenberg was that he's one of three quarterbacks in NFL history to do the stats that he did this year. And the other two had won the Super Bowl. I think it was what Aaron Rodgers and Drew Brees. And they had won, Joe Montana and Drew Brees. And they had won the Super Bowl in the seasons that they did lead in certain categories. So, but it is interesting, right, to sort of just sort of get the sense and feel that, man, everybody would rather or want Deshaun Watson.
Everybody wants him. I mean, because he's your complete quarterback,
guys. Right.
His pocket presence, he plays with a lot of poise. He can move. He's today's quarterback, right? Mobile, in the pocket, has an accurate throwing pattern. And this is what I like, too. When he did come down here and play against the Saints, he gave us hell last year. We won the game, hello somebody, but he gave us hell. So you put him in the right situation. Gus, something that's looked over a lot in sports, and it's not just in football, is the actual chemistry and the relationship that players have with their coaches and that team. That's why all those things matter. For a very long time, I was super critical about New Orleans being like that. Gus, I said that 1,000 times on the show. I felt like it's only a certain person they went after. Well, I understand that because you want to bring a certain energy into the locker room. Right. And obviously there, you look at J.J. Watt calling guys out. Deshaun Watson, a guy who doesn't do a lot of talking, he's not vocal, he starts to speak out, it's something serious.
When you take a look at, obviously, the move, and we touched on it earlier in the week, Lions and Rams back from over the weekend, no big moves just yet, but Sean Payton did say this week he expects a week or two before you hear from Drew Brees and his decision. And then he went right into speaking about Jameis Winston, and he went on a couple of different places this week and talked about how much he did like him and flat out said they hope to sign him sooner rather than later. Were you surprised to hear Sean Payton say that? Essentially, he wants Jameis Winston to be his quarterback and compete to be a starter. Because I don't know how else to look at it, because Jameis Winston, I can't imagine, will sign with a place with so many teams wanting a quarterback to be a backup.
Gus, I'm not surprised at all. As a matter of fact, I would have been surprised. I'm sending you over. That's why I'm texting right now. I'm sending you over. You guys who are listening, y'all could go to my Twitter, at BigFade504, and look at my pinned tweet. It's my interview with Patrick Peterson. Gus, I asked Patrick Peterson, I said, Patrick, who are the two toughest quarterbacks you went against? And Gus is texting it over to you and Jordan right now so y'all can check this out as I talk to our listening audience here. But the thing is, he said Russell Wilson. He said you can't never count Russell out. Russell's one of those quarterbacks. He's going to fight to the end. And I, my son, you know, he's a huge Russell Wilson fan. He loves it. He's more Seattle Seahawks fan. Gus, he said, man, look, watch this video, Dad. And he showed me it, and I saw each time where Russell was supposed to win the MVP, Drew Brees had the year in 2018. Then there was this guy named Lamar Jackson. Then there was Patrick Mahomes. So that's that deal. The second quarterback, surprisingly, he mentioned was Jameis Winston. And this interview was back April 2020.
Wow.
So this was before the season. This was before the trade. Jameis had LASIK surgery in the offseason. I guess after he threw those 30 picks, he was like, oh, I got to fix my eyes. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have a chance to see him this year. So what my guess is, Gus, is he's been in the locker room. We heard this on the QB7 interview with him and Michael Vick. He's been in the locker room with Drew Brees, so he's a better professional. And he's with a quarterback developer, Sean Payton. So I'm excited about Jameis. I think the talent is there. The talent was there at Florida State. Jimbo Fisher, old ball coach of ours, he's known to be a quarterback developer. Folks are going to be surprised on how good Jameis is for us here with the Saints.
It's interesting you brought that up, and Jordan's right now grabbing that and retweeting it for you, man, so our listeners and followers on ESPN Radio New Orleans can see it, because that is interesting to hear Jameis on there. Look, Sean Payton wasn't mincing words, and I kept looking at it as I thought strategically mentioned. He mentioned his arm talent. He mentioned the leadership in the locker room. He mentioned also, Marlon, that for Jameis, it was an audition that they were also going through to prove to him that this is the right place for you. The system, the coach, the players, they would want as well. And I saw that several times during the year where you saw a lot of players mention early on, during quote unquote training camp when they were made available, they always mention the attitude and how Jameis got everybody laughing in the huddle, in the locker room. He won the locker room as quickly as you can as a backup and a new player, you know?
That matters, Gus. Gus, look, I'm not undermining myself at all as a player. I enjoy myself, you know, what I've done as an NFL player. But I know a lot of the times I might have made those teams was because the locker room fell in love with me, you know? And again, that stuff matters. It's an intangible that never gets talked about. I've heard on numerous occasions that Jameis is, you know, a cool guy to be around. He's funny. He has leadership ability being a quarterback. He's just today's quarterback, man. He's Jameis is young. You know, and then the NFL is changing. You know, it's not about shut your mouth up and keep working. It's more about, hey, we want you guys to enjoy yourselves being there. That's what makes the locker room fun. So I just think that let's give this here a chance. And quarterbacks throw interceptions. It just happens. I mean, I'm not trying to bring up the fact that Drew Brees threw three interceptions in the game, but he threw three interceptions, and he's going to get a gold jacket. It's not even debatable. He's a first-round Hall of Famer. So it's an element of the game. Those guys on defense get paid too, right? So it's just, you know, roll with your guy and trust the process. But I think Jameis, I'm telling y'all, Patrick, my little brother, I'm taking his word. You know, and when he said that about Jameis, because this is how I look at it. We watch the game, y'all, and we kind of make our analogies from there. But this is someone who had to go into the meeting room on a Monday, Tuesday through Saturday, and watch Gus, probably about 40 to 50 hours of film on Jameis Winston each time they played. And if he's saying that, like he didn't say Patrick Mahomes, he didn't even mention Drew Brees. He said Jameis. So I'm really interested in seeing how this marriage works out because the rest of the team is there. I just think that Sean Payton, man, he's a quarterback developer.
Well, let's see what happens. We also see on Sunday, Super Bowl 55. So what are you looking for on Sunday? Is it the defense? I mean, the six LSU Tigers that are on the roster? Between these two teams, the two backs that could, I think, play key and pivotal roles in Fournette and Elair. I think Honey Badger could make a big play here as well. What are you looking for on Sunday?
Well, unlike Raphael Esparza, I heard him come on the show earlier. I'm looking for my LSU Tigers. And yes, Raphael, I hope you're listening. This game is about the Tigers, brother. Hello, somebody. Yeah, I am. Because here's the thing, Gus. Five of the Tigers that's playing in this game, and it's nothing against Cyril Grayson. I love his story. Graduated from Archbishop Rummel, broke all kind of records at track at LSU, and is living his best life right now in Tampa, right? But Tyrann Mathieu, just an impact player in the league. You talk about safeties across the league. What he brings to the game is great. I love Slump Dog stories. Slump Dog Millionaire, baby. Hello, somebody. I love those stories. Darryl Williams, right? Here's a kid out of Marrero, went to John Eric, basically was in these big shadows of Darius Geis and Leonard Fournette. Now him and Leonard Fournette is about to play in the Super Bowl against each other in meaningful snaps, right? You're talking about a fourth pick overall in Leonard Fournette. Darryl was an undrafted free agent in 2018. But I love stories like that. I hope he gets a touchdown and have a good game and possibly get his second Super Bowl ring. You got Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, it's just the combination of guys, Devin White, in this game that really stands out. It just makes you excited. Everyone here in South Louisiana is excited to watch the Super Bowl. Not because our beloved Saints are playing, but it's a lot of LSU guys are balling. So I'm just really looking for a competitive game. I do think the running back deal is what it is. I am along the lines of Mahomes got to go get this one, right, if you want to catch Brady. Because Brady's going for seven. So I'm excited about this Super Bowl, and I think with the frontline workers being there and just that having that crowd, that energy in Tampa will be nice.
Marlon Favorite, a big fave 504 is the way to follow on Twitter. As always, man, appreciate the time. And, Jordan, you made sure to retweet that
Absolutely. Absolutely. Make sure you go check it out at Marlon Fave, right? Big Fave 504 over on Twitter. And I just retweeted, so at ESPN Radio NOLA.
Sounds good. Thank you, Marlon.
Thanks for having us, guys. Y'all have a good weekend.
There he goes.
Hello.
Yeah, go Tigers. Six, the most of any school in the Super Bowl. Six of them. Leo Haggerty on standby, on hold, ready to go. What do you think this week's been like for him?
Yeah. Hectic.
You think so?
Yeah, actually.
Let's find out. Maybe. We'll come back on Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
You're invited to start 2021 right now.
Right now.
On the new Toyota of your choice at Houma's number one dealer, Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Start browsing our online prices at GregLeBlancToyota.com for low online prices. You can get your top dollar trade-in value and low monthly payments with the click of a mouse. It's just that easy. If you're a new or returning customer, our friendly staff at Greg LeBlanc Toyota will make you feel right at home. Remember, when you go to Greg, you get the deal. Greg LeBlanc Toyota, Houma's number one new car dealer. GregLeBlancToyota.com.
Hey everyone, Gus Cattingill here for Men's Total Health. With the new year comes new resolutions. One of them needs to be visit Men's Total Health. Low T can produce physical and emotional changes. Get tested. I did. See where you stand. Men's Total Health can help you be your best self by providing testosterone therapy, annual physicals, help with ED, even IV therapy. Visit Men's Total Health today, located at 3829 Veterans in Metairie, behind the Fidelity Bank building. They accept all major insurances, so call or go online at menstotalhealth.net and let them know the sports Hangover sent you.
The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app and use code MAX to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code MAX, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55.
Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
I'm good. But I have a story and I don't know where to start.
When the veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are they really?
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. Learn more at veteranscrisisline.net.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
The moon and back pendant is just $99 and it sparkles with a diamond.
At Ramsey's.com.
He's back.
He's like the thing that when you shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingell.
Kicking back and relaxing. I guess before the storms arrive, Mr. Leo Haggerty, cover the NFC South and the Bucks from Tampa. Leo, how are you today?
I'm enjoying the weather today, finally, Gus. We got up in the 70s, but I'll tell you what, I think Mother Nature's going to rear her head come Sunday, and that's not a good thing.
That's where I wanted to go into a lot of talk that really sort of been, but not a lot, obviously, because of the quarterbacks and everything. But what is the weather that's expected? I did see a report this morning that looks like it's going to be rough in the morning, but should clear up around kickoff. What do you think?
That's what they're talking, that it's going to be thunderstorms. The big concern that both coaches have for their quarterbacks is the wind. It's mm-hmm. been very windy in Tampa this whole week. And they're talking 5 to 10 mile an hour wind, which just enough to play havoc with a few passes. But hopefully the rain will subside by kickoff, which is going to be like 6:20-ish. And we'll see what happens from there. But, Gus, I'll tell you what, it's tell your business manager that they made the right decision not coming to Radio Row. It's a ghost town.
It's interesting that I didn't even think it was going to be open. I didn't even look into it because I didn't think that was going to be, you know, a thing that was going to be allowed. It was interesting seeing the commissioner yesterday have a press conference with a couple of people, with like 20 media members. So it's got to be a whole different sense and feel. I've done almost half a dozen Super Bowls, and look, you know the Super Bowls in town. What is it like over there in Tampa?
You know what, Gus? You see a smattering of fans from Kansas City. In fact, the Chiefs aren't even coming in until Saturday. So it's going to be like business as usual for a regular season game. But Gus, I tell you what, the good news is they're going to play the Super Bowl. The bad news is for the business community in the Tampa Bay area, the city of Tampa, Hillsborough County, the state of Florida, this is a financial Armageddon. They are going to lose possibly hundreds of millions of dollars in possible revenue. And the commissioner was asked yesterday, point blank, does Tampa get to get back in the cycle for Super Bowl 58? And he said, well, it's up to the owners, but I think there's going to be a big push because, to be honest with you, Gus, this city took one for the Shield because back in August, there was talk about just pulling out and saying, you know, we're not going to host it
right
because of what could happen. So I guess the NFL is going to try to come up with something to compensate the city of Tampa, and hopefully that's Super Bowl 58.
Makes a lot of sense. Leo Haggerty joining us here. So back early in the season, these two teams met, 27-24, KC won. They improved to 10-1 at that point, the Bucs 7-5. What's remarkable, I think, that stands out to me, the Chiefs didn't score in the fourth quarter. They didn't score in the fourth quarter, had 3 in the third, 7 in the third. Did the Bucs defense clamp down? Did they do things different? Did the Chiefs not play better? How did their points go drastically down and then get held scoreless in the fourth?
You know what, Gus? You bring up a great point, and here's what happened. The Bucs decided they were going to try to play Tyreek Hill off the line of scrimmage and get a safety over the top. Well, Mahomes just manipulated the safety one way, and Tyreek went the other way, and the safety couldn't get there. Well, they changed up. They started to play a little soft umbrella coverage, but there was a play where Tyreek Hill in the third quarter caught it on the sideline, turned up the field, and Antonio Winfield lowered the boom on it. He went out the sideline, and I said to the people I was sitting with, I said, that just changed the game. Because now Tyreek Hill started looking for people. And the Bucs defense came of age that game. Thus, the Bucs haven't lost since that game. Plus, you talk about a team going into the 12th week of the season. The Bucs, because they had the latest bye of any of the playoff teams, they were the most rested.
That's a good point.
Going into the playoffs.
I remember you bringing that up when you met with us on a Friday about that. Look, you mentioned a defense, quote-unquote, coming of age, and we spoke after the playoff game. Again, you know, it was easy to say, well, you know, Tom Brady won. Or the Devin White, man, was huge in that game. Do you think he can have that kind of impact in this game?
Yes, and here's why, Gus. They got Vita Vea back at number 50 at 6 foot four, 340 pounds, staring at the center. That's a big man across from you who is athletic and can move. Sue and Vita Vea keep the center and the guards at the first level. They don't get to Devin White. They don't get to Devontae. They don't get there. So these guys get a chance to move. They get a chance to go. And thus, here's two facts that people need to really look at before they go to their short-term investment banker. The first one is Tom Brady's going to his 10th Super Bowl, and the only teams to beat him have come out of the NFC, the Giants twice and the Eagles once. The second thing, and this is huge, Andy Reid coming off a bye week is 18-3, and he's 5-2 in the playoffs. So, I tell you what, this is going to be a real, real interesting game. And look for your LSU guy, Devon White, to really have an impact on this game.
So, who else do you think would be like the X factor? And notice I haven't gotten to the quarterbacks yet. I will get to that in a quick sec, but is it tight ends? Is it receiver? I think the backs, Leo, will be big in this game, right? Because everyone will be paying attention to the big passing play in the two quarterbacks. And we've seen for both teams this year that they are capable of having big games.
Yeah, both teams have backs that are very good at not just running the football, but catching the ball. Ronald Jones and Fournette with the Bucks. You got Hilaire, and you've got Bell. Again, it's kind of like the same situation. You got that little guy that is that cat back, and then you put that big back in with the Le'Veon Bell and Fournette, and you pound a little bit. I think the big thing, Gus, that people need to watch is the offensive line play. Fisher is out. So Kansas City has decided they're going to move a player out to tackle. And then they're making two changes. And that's kind of not the way you want to go with an offensive line. The second thing is the Bucs have a rookie right tackle who hasn't given up a sack all season except for Khalil Mack up in Chicago. He's starting his 20th game. Tristan Wirfs has been a godsend for the Buccaneers because he's kept Brady upright and clean.
We talked about, or I guess we were waiting to talk about the quarterbacks here, Leo, and when you look at this season, I think with both quarterbacks, we've seen moments of them making mistakes, and then we've seen moments of them as to why they're considered and regarded so highly, right? I mean, I sort of feel that way. I mean, just look at the last Bucs playoff game against Green Bay there. I mean, the first half, Tom Brady's throwing dimes on bombs, and, you know, the ball's moving out of his hand quickly, and the decisions are good. And then in the second half, it's like, uh-oh, what was going on? And same thing kind of with Mahomes. Like, it was crazy to look at this team just lose the low amount of games they did, yet you and I talked about it. Kansas City doesn't look, you know, completely unbeatable, but all they did was win games. So do you expect that on Sunday? I do, right? I think I'm going to see a quarter or a drive or two where I'm going to just go, oh, my goodness, right? I mean, like, they're going to make a play. They're going to, you know, extend the play. They're going to make a bomb. It's something's going to happen. And then I also do think that maybe each throws a pick.
You know what, Gus? Tom Brady has not had an A game in the playoffs yet. And that's either telling me that his skill set is diminishing or look out for the Super Bowl that he's going to play well. Gus, if you go back and look at the Buffalo-Kansas City game, okay, Kansas City's down 9-0, and I turned to my lovely wife and I said, the Chiefs have them right where they want them. This is the best come-from-behind team in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is the Bills had four, maybe five, three runners at Mahomes, and none of them got home. Trust me, if the Bucs have three runners, and it's JPP or it's Shaq Barrett, they're going to get to Mahomes because they're just as good an athlete. He's not going to be able to escape. So we're going to see what happens in terms of Todd Bowles. He's going to dial up, I think, a whole lot of blitzes early because they got to force Mahomes. They can't let him sit back there and let number 10 go deep. Now, here's the problem if you're playing Kansas City. You try to take away Tyreek Hill, you try to take away Travis Kelce. You can't do both.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Bucs are going to try to take away Tyreek Hill, and they're going to say, okay, Kelce, you can catch 10, 11, 12 passes, but they're all going to be under 10 yards. And that's what I think they're going to make Kansas City be patient and slowly go down the field. They had four chunk plays in the first quarter against the Bucs. I don't think you'll see that happen this week.
Leo, who do you think wins in the final score?
You know what, Gus? I'm not hedging, but if it's a dry day, I think the Bucs win 37-35 with a late field goal. If it's wet, I think the Chiefs win 28-27 because I think Mahomes will be better at navigating a wet field than Brady. But if it's dry, I think Brady comes in and gets that next ring, and he's got him on a second hand now.
Would you have ever imagined? Well, I guess you did, right? When they signed him, but did legitimately think you guys are going to the Super Bowl this year?
No, I did not. Again, we're talking about a 43-year-old quarterback. And again, this team was loaded. They were just a quarterback away. And I can remember after the last game when Winston threw the pick in overtime and Atlanta won, And I asked Bruce Arians point blank at that press conference. I said, is James fixable? And we got a pregnant pause. For about 5 seconds, he said, we'll have to decide that in the offseason. And I turned to the guy next to me and said, he's gone. Mm-hmm. They had already decided they were moving on from Jameis. Did they think they were going to get Tom Brady? No, hell no. But it developed because of Jason Light.
Right.
And I'll tell you what, this team has really taken to what Brady's been able to offer. And that's the fact that, hey, I've been there, fellas. Just follow along.
Leo Haggerty, as always, man, we've enjoyed it throughout the season. Maybe we'll chat again one more time.
Yeah, let's talk after the game. And, hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you in 2 weeks down here in sunny Florida for a Tulane game.
That's right. We'll be over there taking on USF. I'll get a chance to actually finally see you and hang out a little bit, man. Thank you, bud. See you soon.
Take care, brother. Hey, safe trip when you come.
Indeed. There he is, Leo Haggerty. Jordan Kleber, final segment. What are you looking at?
Just looking.
What? Why are you confused?
Just wondering when the
Why are you confused?
Just wondering when the ninth is.
Oh, you know what I just realized? I forgot to ask Daniel about the Mardi Gras jersey. I'm going to tell you. I have failed you. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Valentine's Day in the Crescent City. It doesn't get any better than that.
What have you designed for us, Lori?
A beautiful crescent moon with a heart inside for everyone you love.
The moon and back pendant is just $99, and it sparkles with a diamond.
At Ramsey's.com.
Think you're dealing with drug poisoning, chemical poisoning, food poisoning? Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Avenue Wine and Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine and Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
It's time for some straight talk. Your tax return could look different this year, but you're still going to hear a lot of noise about how to spend it. So when the big carriers tell you to splurge on the latest nonsense, just tune it out. With Straight Talk, you can get a Samsung Galaxy A51 for just $199. Plus, get the $45 unlimited talk, text, and data plan with no contract on America's best networks for up to 50% less. Tune out the nonsense and tune into Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
You hear the music there, Jordan? Let me unhook the hook here and let you pass the little rope, little red velvet rope.
What are you? Okay,
VIP section.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm in the VIP section, Jordan.
VIP.
Yes. Beverages with Bree on Fridays. Super Bowl edition today.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing fantastic. My little buddy here needs a little pick-me-up. You've kind of been a little...
Down today?
You've been out of it today.
It's just this week's been hard.
You like a little Red Bull and vodka or something.
I do need a beverage when I get home.
I don't expect you to sleep, though.
This week has been long.
Oh, he's been 9 days in the class already. And it's taking a toll on him, Bree.
No, you sound a bit Eeyore-ish. You know, like,
woe is me. Well, you know, I it's funny you bring that up because you can kind of almost probably apply that perhaps to some Saints fans this weekend. Obviously, we would have loved to have had the Saints playing in the Super Bowl. And I think our Beverages with Bree segment would be different if the Saints were in the Super Bowl as to what you're partaking in if you decide to go that route this weekend. So we're going to do like a Super Bowl version of it. And I thought you had an interesting take on it. What's that?
Yeah, I was thinking if it was pre-COVID, you know, Saints are in the Super Bowl, what would we be drinking at the Super Bowl parties compared to maybe what we'll be doing this week instead, you know?
Right, because I do think it's different. We probably would be having, I think, in my opinion, probably more of beers review, you know, having a couple of beers like that. Because the other stuff, you didn't make it through the game, you know, and that's going to be about four and a half hours to do that. If I start going with some of your exquisite stuff from Avenue Wine and Spirits that have like horses or stables on the bottles and glasses and, you know, 10,000 foot, you know, distilleries, I'm not making it through the weekend's halftime show.
No, I will say, I think, and I do have one featured one, but I was thinking, you know, I would have like a celebration cocktail.
Okay.
If that was, you know, if it was the Saints winning and everything, but yeah, it would just be too dangerous. That's St. Cloud Kentucky Bourbon, but like you said, Mac, it's all these like, you know, crazy exclusive. There was only 2,550 bottles total. This is batch number 2, 118 proof. Definitely not a tip back, but funny you say beer too, because I was thinking, you know, pre-COVID, I would see potentially people doing keg stands. I think that's what a thing of the past now. I was thinking of what Jordan would be drinking.
I was going to pause you for a second. Have you ever done a keg stand?
You know what? I was trying to think last time, and it had to have been college.
Jordan?
I can't remember.
You can't remember? You've only been in college two and a half semesters.
What have you been doing?
if I did, I can't remember.
Really?
No, I don't think I have.
I don't think you have. You would have told me. Although, the picture that I have saved for you is my contact.
Yeah.
Bri, I'm going to have to send you that picture. No. You're going to have to see that picture. It's how would you describe that, by the way? Being a professional broadcaster in training, how would you describe your contact picture? Painted face, disheveled hair.
Very preppy. School pride.
Preppy would be the last thing I would use on that. Bri, I'll send that to you, and maybe we can talk about it next Friday. But what about this? Because obviously we've talked about a lot of different spirits that you can get at Avenue Wine and Spirits and such. But you mentioned, like, party cocktails, and I know it's COVID and stuff. Like, some families are going to get together, and some families are big enough to make it to where it's a celebration sort of thing like that. Is it margaritas? We've talked about tequila a lot, right? Rum punch or punch bowls or things like that? What other things are probably for a mass amount of people to sort of do or different drinks?
Well, I saw this one recipe, and I thought of you because you were saying that you wanted to try, you know, a new scotch recipe.
Yeah.
And also, for a little while, you were sort of into bees. I remember Carter was, like, into knowing more about bees. So this is the double old-fashioned. So you get 2 ounces of, like, a Dewar's 12-year. And then you just make honey syrup. So you get equal parts honey and water and then a couple dashes of orange bitter. Maybe we're a little bitter because the Saints aren't in. So, yeah, shake that up. So that would be your double old-fashioned. And then I kind of saw what I thought, but I'm going to be rooting for the Chiefs. So this is called the Kansas City Sipper. So it's 3 ounces.
You got Jordan's attention. That's the most excited I've heard him in about 2 hours and 50 minutes.
I thought you were about to mention some jungle juice.
Jungle juice? Good Lord. You really have had a long week, haven't you?
I might need some jungle juice.
Jungle juice. You and the Uptown Ruler going in a diet.
That would really put me to sleep.
Okay, so I'm sorry we interrupt you. Go ahead, Bri.
No, you're fine, but I think that's, you know, that would be another pre-COVID cocktail possibly for Super Bowl, you know, big thing of jungle juice. But no, yes, the Kansas City Sipper, you've got 3 ounces of Prosecco, 1.5 of blueberry juice, and then a little bit of lemon juice and a little bit of grenadine. So it's like a, you know, really posh take on a mimosa for your Sunday Super Bowl. Jordan, what's the tipping and sipping for this?
Yeah, what are we tipping and sipping on Sunday?
Everything and anything.
Oh, come on. Bri, the brain's just, it's not going to work today.
I can't get a specific on it.
I asked him heads or tails on the coin flip, and what did you respond with?
It's gonna land in the middle.
In the middle. He couldn't even tell me heads or tails. So the brain's just not working. Bree, on your way out, tell us all the wonderful things of Avenue Wine and Spirits, and then tell us heads or tails would be the coin flip on Sunday.
Coin flip tails. And as far as the wonderful things, so they're still working on that new humidor. They've got a good size one right now, but he's expanding that, and then they've got the smaller bottle. So if you want to sample some different things before you commit to, you know, a larger size, he's got hundreds of those, a couple hundred different selections there. So, and then, you know, if you need to pick up, go into your family's house, like a little party tray, a little charcuterie board, he's got stuff like that as well, and a really good beer selection.
2025 St. Charles Avenue, and he's got the beer cave back there as well, so plenty of beers as well. It's right next door to Mr. John's Steakhouse on Fridays, Beverages of Three. Enjoy the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Thanks, you too.
By the way, I'm about to send you the contact picture I have for Jordan.
Please don't.
I'm waiting for it.
You sent it to me. Then when you send me the picture, it becomes my property. Doesn't it? Isn't that how it works?